I'm Jason Brown with Lapping Parrot Production and Sierra Wave Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra news. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is offering a water inspection and decontamination training on March 25th and 26th to help prevent the invasion of golden mussels in local waterways. This training will be conducted at 240 West South Street. Completing the course will provide either a level 1 or level 2 certification for WID. The WID training program is intended for federal, tribal, state, province, and local agency employees, water managers, decision makers, border, lake personnel, marina operators, concessionaires, commercial boat transport operators, non-governmental organizations, and other stakeholders. The class includes content on education and outreach, invasive aquatic species biology and impacts, watercraft anatomy and function, inspection procedures, decontamination standards, and strategies for implementation. Inyo County encourages anyone interested in boating and or a potential commercial inspection and decontamination opportunities to attend this training. This training comes on the heels of the Inyo County Board of Supervisors approving an ordinance on March 3rd establishing a mandatory water vessel inspection and decontamination program aimed at preventing the infestation of the golden mussel in local waterways and surface water infrastructure. There's more to this article and ways to become a part of the training. You can get that by going to sierrawave.net. In collaboration with the Bishop Water Creek Association, the Inyo County Road Department will be replacing a culvert on Shepherd Lane next week, which will require closure of the residential road March 10th and 11th. To help the project run smoothly, Inyo County Public Works asks for the public's cooperation with the following. Vehicle removal. Any long-term parked vehicles need to be moved off the roadway prior to the start of the work. Once construction begins, there'll be no access on the street except for emergency vehicles from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Though work will continue on Wednesday, the road will be open. Water control. Please be aware that water flow will be very limited during the time of the project. Need more information? No problem. Contact the roads office at 760-878-0212. Well, Congressman Kevin Kiley released the following statement on the firing of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem yesterday following complaints brought to me by several counties and repeated efforts by my office to resolve those issues with the Department of Homeland Security. I directly questioned Secretary Noem about the department's lack of responsiveness. I have been critical of past failures by California officials to address critical public safety issues affecting our district, particularly when it comes to fire prevention and preparedness, and will hold officials in Washington equally to account. We were disappointed in the lack of responsiveness of the department toward these issues, and I am hopeful the next Secretary of Homeland Security will make fire prevention a priority and work closely with our communities to better protect lives and property. Well, let's talk about Caltrans' new impacts coming next week. In Inyo County, we have the Bishop Country Club culvert cleaning on US 395 between Schobert Lane and Sunland Road. There'll be intermittent shoulder and lane closure in both directions while crews perform drainage work in culverts Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. Out in Death Valley, there's going to be that pole replacement on State Route 190, approximately 5 miles east of the entrance of Death Valley National Park. Utility crews will replace poles on Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience 5 minutes delays. Let's move up the hill. Mono County Bridgeport banner replacement on the U.S. 395 near Sinclair Street in Bridgeport. Crews will raise a Newtown banner over the road on Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and drivers may experience five-minute delays. Talk about Bishop Twin Theater. Scream 7 staying over. It's got a 5.9 out of 10 on IMDb now. Rated R, 2 hours long. when a new ghost-faced killer emerges in the quiet town where Sydney has built a new life, her darkest fears are realized as her daughter becomes the next target. Determined to protect her family, she must face the horrors of her past to put an end to the bloodshed once and for all. New this week is Hoppers. It's got a 7.6 out of 10 on IMDb, rated PG, 1 hour and 45 minutes long. When scientists discover a way to transform human consciousness into robotic animals, Mabel uses the new technology to uncover mysteries of the animal world that are beyond anything she could have ever imagined. For showtimes and more information, go to bishoptwintheater.com. For more news, go to sierrawave.net or on Facebook and Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on X at Sierra Wave Media or Sierra Media, Sierra Wave, something like that. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, well, you told you where to go. Remember, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Talking about the people who shape it, we got some really good videos out there on Facebook of some of our local community members. Thanks for tuning in.